folks, it's John Orlando. And before you start listening to this episode of the PVD Cast, I want to just chat at you real quick about Stitcher Radio. I've been very vocal about being very proud to have the PVD Cast on Stitcher Radio. And if you're already listening to this particular episode on Stitcher Radio, you know I'm speaking the truth. You know how awesome it is. It is a free app that is easily downloadable to any tablet, any Android, any iPhone. And you can listen anytime, anywhere, even without Wi-Fi or cell connection. Stitcher is an award-winning app that brings you all the news, all the entertainment, all the wrestling, all the whatever you want to listen to. There's probably a podcast on Stitcher Radio for it. So folks, if you haven't already downloaded the app, go to Stitcher.com. They'll tell you where you can get it, or just go to your app store and download it. And then you'll be able to catch up on all of the podcasts that you love, even mine, the PVD Cast. So, with that being said, Stitcher Radio, it's the place to be, it's the place to get your podcasts. Go on over to Stitcher.com or check out your app store and download the app. And with that, thanks for listening to this edition, this new episode of the PVD Cast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the very cold capital city of Columbus, Ohio. Hey, how you guys doing out there? I'm bringing you a very short edition of the PVD Cast, or curtailed, as I've called it. Just wanted to get on here and talk about a couple of different things that's been happening in the wrestling world, because I know these last several episodes of this beloved podcast has been targeted more towards the comic book world, and, you know, it's one of my passions, and I'm not apologetic for talking about what I want to talk about. This is my own personal podcast, and, you know, I've been blessed to have several interesting folks that have some interesting projects in the comic book world come on here and talk with me, and hopefully you've enjoyed them. And if you haven't, hey, hopefully here, maybe this curtailed episode will bring you back into the fold, so to speak, because we're going to talk about another great passion of mine, professional wrestling, and let's talk about the pay-per-view that just occurred a couple of days ago, WWE Presents Fastlane. It's the pay-per-view prior to WrestleMania. I have to be honest, I was not really enthusiastic about Fastlane. Since I have the network, I figured I'll watch it. I really didn't have high hopes for it, but I will say it was not a bad pay-per-view. I'm going to go and just talk about matches I thought that were really good. Obviously, the main event I thought was pretty good. Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan. Roman Reigns comes out victorious. I thought it was a great match. Really good back and forth between these two. I was afraid that one would probably act more out of character in terms of being more heel-like, but I didn't think that happened. I thought that they told a pretty good story. I thought it was a really good match and a very good main event. The match before that was surprisingly good. I am not a fan of Rusev. I don't think that what he's done so far in the WWE is anything to be really touted or, you know, talked about. But man, oh man, his match with Cena was really well done. That was a very good match. It was better than I anticipated. I was very, very, very entertained with it. Let's see. Not a big fan of Dean Ambrose and Bad News Barrett. It was for the Intercontinental title. Bad News Barrett wins by DQ. It was really cheap DQ. Poor booking on the behalf of this match. This match could have been so much more. I thought it was a really bad match. Of course, we can't forget about the two segments that really weren't matches, but were very important for setting up things to WrestleMania. And the first one, of course, is Bray Wyatt's appearance in the coffin, in which You thought The Undertaker was there with all the theatrics of his entrance and whatnot, and it turns out it's Bray Wyatt. So I thought that was really well done. Yeah, it was a little predictable, but still pretty well done. Pretty well done. And I think that that gives a little more weight to that match, if indeed it does happen, as all indications are, it is happening. So that was really well done. The other item that I mentioned, the other segment, the other event, the other instance, was, of course, the confrontation between Sting and Triple H. I gotta say, I think they dropped the ball on this one. I think that it was... I don't know what to talk. I don't even know how to explain. I thought it was weird that Triple H comes out in his street fight gear, his leather jacket and t-shirt and jeans, when for the last, what, year and a half or whatnot, all we've seen him in is a business suit. I really felt that they were setting it up that you knew there was going to be a physical altercation, and I wasn't a fan of that, because I think that that, by having what actually happened, which is, of course, Triple H tried to cheap shot Sting, he backs him in the corner, challenging him to WrestleMania, I think that takes away a little bit of the oomph to the match, which later on in the pay-per-view they admitted and stated that that match had been signed and it will be happening at WrestleMania. Does that mean I still don't want to see it? No, but I think it could have had a little bit more importance had there not been some type of physical altercation between the two of them. Okay, the Divas match was not very good at all. Or the women's title match, as Lillian called it. Anyways, I'm sorry, I didn't find that to be too good. I thought Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus the Usos was a pretty good match. I thought their rematch on Raw was phenomenal. And of course we have new WWE Tag Team Champions, Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. It's nice to see, them actually do something with that tag team, because I thought for a while that maybe, just maybe, they would be used a little bit against the Usos, and then the Usos would be pushed off to defend the titles against somebody else. Hopefully not the Ascension, but nonetheless. I thought actually a match that was not bad, that on paper I rolled my eyes about. Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and Rowan versus Rollins, Kane, and Big Show. I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. But actually, the six-man match was not too bad. It was not great, but it wasn't too bad. And of course, Randy Orton comes out at the end, making his return, and that was the big moment for that match. And then what had to be the worst match of the night, I think, was Stardust versus Goldust. That match was so boring, not interesting whatsoever. Even what they're trying to do with Dusty Rhodes and Cody and Dustin, or Stardust and Goldust, I'm really not buying it. I really don't dig it. And I think Dusty Rhodes, man, is looking a little rough. I know he's old, man. I really don't know how old he is, but he's looking a little rough, and I don't know, man. But nonetheless, overall, excuse me, I thought Fastlane was a pretty enjoyable pay-per-view. I can't really complain. We go into Raw the following night, and really, honestly, I thought Raw was subpar. You know, you put Dolph Ziggler over Wade Barrett, which I don't understand that. If you're trying to build the Intercontinental title, I don't understand. I know it's like, you know, okay, it's not for the title, but, you know, it's, you know. I don't know. To me, it seems stupid. All right, highlighted what I thought was the best match, of course, was the tag team title match, which, a rematch, I should say, between the Usos, Cesaro, and Kidd. I thought was really well done, a really good match. I was happy to see the return of the Primetime Players, though. I thought that was pretty sweet, and they got a victory over the Ascension, which, you know, I think I've talked quite a bit about how poorly they are using the Ascension and building them up and whatnot. I just think that tag team has got nothing going for them, and I have a feeling that they're going to be unheard from here soon, if not completely out of the WWE, definitely back down in NXT. And then the main event, obviously, I think was what had a lot of people talking about. It was Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins and Randy Orton. You know, kind of push, I guess, a little bit more of that, you know, Rollins Orton match, because earlier in the night Orton said that he was totally with the Authority, but obviously wasn't. The highlight, obviously, I mean, which was the story broke, I don't know, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that we have another set of Hall of Fame inductees. Luke and Butch, the Bushwhackers, which, you know what, I kind of didn't see that one coming, but that's pretty awesome for the Bushwhackers. I mean, just recently I learned about why they came to the WWE and why they were the cute and cuddly Kiwis rather than the vicious, violent dudes that they were when they were the Sheepherders. But, you know, that story is very interesting and something I didn't realize. They were pretty much towards the end of their career, and Vince offered them a shot to come and repackage them, and they said, why not? Because for 30-some-odd years, they had been beating the ever-loving hell out of each other in hardcore matches and steel cage matches. I mean, this was before hardcore was hardcore, but nonetheless, they went, and it made, you know, a damn good paycheck for the last, whatever, 4 or 5 years of their career or whatnot, when they were mainstays in the WWE. But so there you go, the Bushwhackers going into the Hall of Fame along with Rikishi, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and of course the Macho Man Randy Savage. Am I missing someone? I don't think I am. Am I? I don't think so. Well, you know what? Let me know if I am. Shoot me an email, if you will, JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com, or tweet me @PVDMVP and let me know if I forgot anybody. But I think that's it. Yeah, Savage, Schwarzenegger, Rikishi, the Bushwhackers, all right. I know there's some rumors out there that there's going to be possibly another person going in, Larry Zbyszko, which I think would be pretty awesome myself, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough interest to get Larry Zbyszko into the Hall of Fame, but I think he deserved it. I mean, I was a fan of Larry Zbyszko in the AWA. I was not a big fan of him in WCW, but nonetheless, you know, I would like to see him in. I don't know if that matters. I'm not voting. I'm not part of the Academy or whatever. All right. You know, last little bit of wrestling news. I'm going to say that probably the other big story coming out is that Samoa Joe is done with TNA. And he looks like he's moving on because Ring of Honor already snatched him up for a set of dates. You know, I think that, to be honest, man, I think that TNA at first knew what to do with Samoa Joe, but over the last couple of years, I don't think they've known what to do with the guy. And I think that that's a shame, because I think he's a very talented guy, and if used in the right way, can be an absolute superstar. So, you know, I really don't know what to say. Hopefully, you know, he finds a home somewhere in Ring of Honor, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe in New Japan Pro Wrestling, because they've expressed some interest, I've heard. But whatever, man. I mean, you know, life's too short to be unhappy, and he has not said that he's been unhappy with TNA. He just said in a statement, I believe on Twitter, that he needed to look for some new pastures, if you will, something different. And so there you go. Samoa Joe out to Ring of Honor so far, and maybe some other places around the world here. But all right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I like to keep these particular short episodes curtailed. Anyways, and don't like to ramble too long or, you know, and bore you folks that are listening here, but I wanted to get something up to, especially talking about Fastlane and giving you a little bit of my thoughts about what's been going on in wrestling. You know, folks, you know, going back real quick to some of my past guests, if you haven't, you know, definitely check out the episode with Max Inc. I think it's a very interesting talk that I had with him, especially about some of the various different topics we talk about. You know, Gib Bickle, you know, Ken Epstein, and Brian Lau, all those guys are trying to do their own thing out there in the comic book world, and I think it's a great idea. And, you know, I'm going to kind of, I guess, get something off my chest here. I had another guest already lined up here, but I'm not going to say too much about it because I'm going to be respectful and not kind of ruin things. But an independent filmmaker that I had found online had a particular project that was based here in Ohio. And I thought, wow, that sounds like a really cool project. Albeit, I will say, the topic was a little controversial. So I contacted the individual via email, and I guess I was a little bit disappointed because the response that I got back seemed to be, I don't know, completely canned, rehearsed, very politically correct, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's what this podcast is all about, man. I think it's about coming out and talking about what you want to talk about. And so I really was on the fence about emailing back this individual. But my girlfriend, Lindsay, was like, look, you know, John, if she comes on, this particular independent director, if this person comes on, if she comes on, you're probably going to get the same thing that you got in this email. Is this very clean, sanitized answer to every single question. So I guess, you know, I would rather have guys on like Max Inc., like Ken Epstein, you know, like Marion Fontaine, even going further back into December. Folks that are going to come on here and openly and honestly talk about what they're passionate about, whether that's professional wrestling, whether that's movies, whether that's hockey, whether that's comic books, no matter what it is. And so I'm going to keep plugging along, if you will, and continue to try to get some cool guests on this particular podcast. I guess that's where I'm going with this. But hey, real quickly, I'm also going to throw it out there too that many of you that follow me on Twitter know that with the inclement weather, I've had some days off, and I was working on a project I'm very happy that finally I got done, and that is, of course, getting some past episodes up on an archived tab on pbdcast.com. So if you want to go back and listen to some cool episodes of this particular podcast, I think I have all the way up to episode 9 up and ready for your ears. Just go over there, click the archives tab. You can download them, you can listen to them. I don't know if they showed up through Stitcher, though, and I'm going to research that, because I think because of the way in which I placed them within the page, they may not be showing up on Stitcher. But definitely, man, you know, if you want to check some out, download them, and let me know what you think about them. And there you go. I'm relieved that I got most of them up. There's still a few more episodes left to go. Obviously, 8 of them, and I'll get to them maybe later on this summer. I'm gonna be honest. I am my worst critic. I think that those 8 episodes are not very good, so I'm in no rush to put them up. But all right, ladies and gents, with that, we're getting to 17-minute mark here. So with that, let's cue the music. Oh yeah, there you go. It's time now for Orlando's Faves. I got 2 for this episode. 2 of them. One of them is kind of just a real quick video that I think is very interesting. I just discovered it a few hours ago. So the actress Christy Carlson Romano, who many of you may remember, she was on the show Even Stevens. I believe that's a Disney show with Shia LaBeouf back in the day. She played the character of Ren. She has posted a video where her husband and her had a little wager going on in regards to 50 Shades of Grey. She is, much like many other people, thoroughly, thoroughly repulsed by the movie. Not so much of its message, but the fact that it's just an absolutely awful, awful movie. And so she thought it would not last 1 week. After 1 week, you know, that it would not last. It would not be number 1 in the box office. So her husband said, oh no, it will be, because, you know, there's a machine behind that movie, and that movie's going to be pushed, and people are going to go see it. The wager was that if her husband was wrong and it wasn't number 1, he would have to stand on the balcony of the New York City apartment in the frigid cold in his boxer shorts. If she lost, she would have to stand out on the particular patio in lingerie in absolutely frigid temperatures. Just for a minute, by the way. Both of them had a minute time limit. And so it was pretty funny that and to hear her comments about that particular item. You can look it up on YouTube. It's also, I tweeted it out, so if you go over to my Twitter page, it's on there. I thought it was a pretty funny, kind of cute, and also, you know, quite frankly, honest opinion about that particular film. So that's one of my faves. The other one, I'm going to go into the sports world and talk about, you know, the NHL, one of my passions. Tampa Bay Lightning. They're a tough team, man. They're, I think, in second place in their division in the East, out in the Atlantic division. Their goaltender, Ben Bishop, has debuted a new mask, a new hockey goaltender mask, and it is sweet. It is pretty much a Tron design. That's right. It's like the maze from Tron on his mask, which is pretty badass. even though I don't like the movie Tron, I still think that's pretty original. That's pretty awesome. So, 2 thumbs up there, man, for Ben Bishop with the Tron mask. So you can, I'm sure, Google Image has pictures of it up there. So go check it out. But all right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to curtail things. And I'm going to close up shop. So ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this very short episode of the PVD cast. Again, you know where to get in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. Also, same username on Instagram. And you can shoot me an email if you need to get in touch with me, John Orlando at PVDcast.com. Hey, check out the archives, folks, if you get a chance. I'm going to plug that. But nonetheless, I'm getting off here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening, folks.